Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, good afternoon, or if you are listening East Coast of America, it's good afternoon for you, it's good evening for us, and it's in the UK, and it's a good day for those that's listening on the Pacific side. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live here on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. We have an amazing show lined up here for you today. We have an amazing guest that's going to be coming into the studio very, very soon, a guest that I'm really looking forward to bringing in. I know that this guest is having a little bit of trouble because he just messaged me. Just give me one second. let me see if I can do this, because we can do anything here, as you can hear that we are calling. So let's see if I can do it this way. You never know. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi.
We are live. How are you doing there?
Oh, we're really fine.
Well, you seem to be in and out today for a minute there, Jonathan. Let's try that again. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Mike.
You sound like a Dalek gone wrong there, Jonathan. What's going on?
Do I sound better now, Mike?
You sound a little bit like this. Do I sound better now, Mama Mike? Try again.
Do I sound better now, Mike?
You're getting it, Jonathan. Do me a favour, Jonathan. Close all the other pages down and just leave the Skype open, mate.
Yeah, no worries.
And I'm sure that will run in your system a lot better as it will run within my system. Okay, well, I didn't realise I could still do that this way, but it doesn't matter because, you know, there's a new way of me using the studio, which I'm hoping that everybody is enjoying the new way. It's quite pleasing to know that, Jonathan, we can do it this way. So, welcome, first of all.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for having me back on the show.
You know, well, the pleasure is all mine. You know, I enjoyed working with you. I enjoy talking with you. I know that we've got lots of things planned in the very near future. I know we've got lots of dates bouncing back and forth. We've got a great friend of mine in the chat room. I want to give him a big shout-out. That's Paul Green, known as the Psychic Biker. Hi, Paul. Welcome for joining us. And, you know, Paul, if you want to come on for a chat with me and Jonathan, you'd be more than welcome. I'm sure that, Jonathan, you wouldn't mind Paul coming on, would you?
I wouldn't mind Paul, Mike.
So, Jonathan, what I mean is, Paul, see, Jonathan, I've been a Sunday slave again. I've been working all day again. So, you know, you've got to excuse my slurry words. You've got to excuse my mishaps. Okay, you cannot come in. That's okay. Paul, that's okay, that's fine, mate. You need to look after your wife. If you listen to us in the background, you are in for a bit of a treat of a show here with Jonathan, because he is an absolutely scream, he really is. And what a gentleman to work with, an absolutely pleasure to work with. So, Jonathan, I know that you're very busy yourself, with particularly your upcoming tour of next year, isn't it? Do you want to talk to us about the tour and what you got going on?
Yeah.
You seem to be coming in out, John. I don't know if you're coming away from your mic or something, or whether it is a technical issue, I don't know, but try to come a little bit closer.
Can you hear me better now, Mike?
Oh, that's better, John. You sound as if you're in my front pocket.
That's a thought, Mike. next year, let's get back to serious things. Yes, it is. It's the Angel Whispers Tour 2015 next year, which will be sort of the breadth of the United Kingdom as well as various other countries around the world. And I'm taking to the stage mediumship, but also angel communication, which is in a two-hour presentation. There's also a 15-minute interval in between. So really going to be getting around next year and getting that global communication out there for people, that proof of the spirit world, Mike, that, you know, we can't die for trying, that the soul lives on forever and is eternal. And of the angels, are important as well, because we've all got a guardian angel, and angels are very active and influential around us on a daily basis, as we understand it here in the physical world. And the signs and the ways that they are coming through is more and more over the years. So I'm really going to be putting myself out there for spirit and the higher self, and really proving that to people next year, Mike.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I know that you've got lots of people joining you on this tour. Is this people you can mention there, Jonathan?
Absolutely. Along the way, there's a lot of interviews and guest evenings as well. So the way I understand it, Mike, there's a lot of human beings down here that are earth angels in their own way, and they're devoted to helping the human population or the planet or the animals. And they're people that really not just live in their life for themselves, but for the greater benefit of mankind and the world. And there will be certain special guests next year. I'm off to see a gentleman by the name of David L. Cunningham in Malta, who's a healer with a world-renowned reputation. He was held captive by Saddam Hussein a long time ago, and it really changed his life, and God came in, really gave him some gifts, which he's continued to use ever since. There's a little rumour going around that I might be doing an evening with Jackie Newcomb, the angel lady, in England, so everyone will keep posted for that. I will be catching up with Moira Bush, who's a spiritual entrepreneur and very influential lady in the spiritual community. She's really getting messages out there, teaching people about money and how it matters, because it's just energy, God of money, color systems, healing. She invented an amazing healing system called Silver Spheres. Now, there's another little rumor going around that you might be on this tour, Mike.
Well, that is a rumor, Jonathan. But I will be on the tour with you.
You will indeed, Mike. Yeah.
You know, it is no secret, Jonathan. I'm looking forward to it.
Indeed. And where are some of the places we're going to be working, Mike? Because I think one of them is a bit close to home for you.
It is. One of them is in Port Talbot, Port Talbot Spiritist Church.
Yeah.
I know that we're going to be working there this year as well, together. We're going to be there in December.
Absolutely.
I know that we're going to be, actually, I think we should announce, really, Jonathan, the international level of this tour, because not only are we going to be taking this, well, you're going to be taking this to different countries, we'll also be having someone from the US going to be joining us as well.
Yes. Now, I have heard mention of a lovely lady by the name of Sarah Spiritual, who will be coming over to England and doing some work with us. Now, you know this lady very well, don't you, Mike?
I do, yeah. Sarah. A lady that I go on tour with out in America quite a lot. She's an amazing worker for the spirit world, she really is. But also, this lady is works a lot with the angels as well.
Yes, indeed.
And for her work, I know it's amazing work that she does. You know, she's got her own center there out in USA. She does a lot of work for the spirit world and a lot of work for lots of people. But what she her forte is to connect, the same as us, to the spirit world, to pass on beautiful, and I mean beautiful, messages there to and from the spirit world, the same as what we do. But, you know, I think it's going to be a lovely balance where you'll have you one side, me the other side, and Sarah in the middle. You know, it'd be kind of like, well, we've got to remember, we're live on air now, haven't we? So I can't really say what I was going to say, but let's just say a rose between two thorns, so to speak, isn't it?
A rose between two thorns, Mike.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Jonathan. You know, I can just see the photos now. With Sarah, because, you know, she is in Florida, in West Palm Beach, and you can imagine the heat and the temperature out there, Jonathan. I can imagine you in a big duffel coat, scarves wrapped around her, big furry boots, mittens, gloves, hats and everything else goes along with it, particularly in the month of February. Can you imagine?
I can imagine, Mike.
It's going to be fun.
Indeed it will be.
I think what we'll have to do is cart around a Calagas fire. Do you remember the old Calagas fires?
I do indeed, Mike.
I think we'll have to strap one to our backs there, Jonathan, one each, so we can warm Sarah up as she's doing a demonstration.
Maybe, Mike.
You never know. You never know. We could achieve that.
Yeah, we could do, although alternatively I believe that Spirit would bring that loving, warm energy, Mike.
Absolutely, and I'm sure it's going to be an amazing tour. It really is. You know, I'm really looking forward to, again, working with yourself and with Sarah. I think, you know, the three of us together on stage, it's going to be an absolute blast. It really is. So, you know, keep your ears peeled for when, what, and how to obtain tickets and everything else that goes along with that, because it's going to be an amazing week or so there when the three of us are able to connect together as one. But I know, Jonathan, it's not just next year on December that we will be meeting up, because I know that we're meeting up quite soon, aren't we?
Yeah, I believe we're scheduled for a meet in start of October, Mike.
It is, yeah, but not just that. You know, we've just had the NATO here in the UK, in Wales. We just had it and that was a two-day event, wasn't it? You know, the heads of states coming together to meet, to put the world to rights, so to speak. We've got a two-day meeting, Jonathan, me and you.
Yes, we have indeed.
So it's like our little NATO meeting with Mike Davis and Jonathan Brown. Not just putting the worlds to right, but putting everything to right, because it's time to sort out a lot of things, isn't it? Because I know that we're going to be dealing with the radio, for one, the way that this station's run. It's going to be run in a slightly different way in a few weeks' time.
Yeah.
I know that you're going to be a big part of that. I know that... you know, that we'll be taking this not just to radio, we'll be taking it to TV as well, and how that works. Let me explain to you, Jonathan, how that is going to work. Basically, you will be able to listen to us the way people are listening to us now. We'll have the readings the same as what they do now by calling to the same number. Nothing's going to change that way, but, and here's the but, you'll be able to watch us on your smart TVs. Can you imagine just sitting in the comfort of your armchair? And clicking a few buttons, but not only hearing us, but seeing us. So, Jonathan, we'll have to like start wearing like shirt and ties instead of shorts and t-shirt, because we'll be live on TV as well.
Talk to yourself, Mike.
Well, you know, if I was talking about myself, Jonathan, you know, I might be talking about the well, let's not go there. It's live radio, isn't it? You know, pink frilly things and everything else that goes along with it.
You can let people know you have a onesie.
Okay, just the one onesie. And you know, we very often sit in the onesies to do the radio shows. At the moment, I'm not, Jonathan. You'd be pleased to know I'm not in my onesie today.
You've been working today, Mike. It's too early for your onesie.
It is. You know, as usual, a Sunday slave. That's what I kind of call myself these days, a Sunday slave. Okay, so lots coming up, lots in the making, lots of dates. Bounce forward. I know that you're very busy the Angel Whisper Tour, because that's going to take you all year to do, isn't it?
It is, Mike. It's a very big commitment next year, and it's taking and it has taken a lot of preparation to sort of get everything in motion and set it up and get it all ready to kick off in January.
Okay, so that's the first part of your tour. It's going to be in Wales, isn't it, I believe?
It is, yeah, very much so. Month of January is in Wales, and the first 3 weeks of February are North Wales. And we go over to Ireland for 3 weeks. Quick nip back to England before heading off to Malta.
Okay. You know, it sounds absolutely amazing. It really does. You know, and I can't wait for January to start. I really can't. But, you know, before then, we've got the December. We've got next month. We've got so much going on, Jonathan. It's unbelievable, you know. But I know that I'm going back out to America myself let me just get this right now, in September. No, October. And it's going to be late October. And the 26th of October, I'm not going to be here to do the show. I can hear everybody going, oh, but fear not. We have a very powerful energy that's going to step in there, Jonathan, don't we?
I've been told that you have, Mike.
I do. And should we play a little game with everyone? Because I know there's a few people in the chat room. Can people in the chat room let us know, who do you think will be taking over the show on the 26th of October, whilst I will be touring out in the in Florida in the USA. Let us know in the chat room. I believe that he's a gentleman, that's one thing for sure. He's a gentleman that's a very good guest and was actually hosted a show here twice on Mike Spirit FM. One of them was a bit of a technical hiccup there, Jonathan, wasn't it?
Was it, Mike?
It was. And the other one went as smooth as a beautiful sunny summer's day because it was absolutely perfect. No, it wasn't Colin Fry there, Paul. It wasn't Colin Fry. Even though Colin Fry has been on Mike Spirit FM, he has. Have another guess.
But, my guess has gone out the window, Mike, because I was going to guess that it was the wonderful Beth Psychic Medium, but you said it was a guy.
Yeah. No, it's not. It's not Beth. And it's not Colin Fry. Okay, let me give you a few more clues. This guy, as I said, he's a wonderful guest. He's been on Mike Spirit FM many times. I know next year he's very busy with a tour. And let me give you the name of the tour. It's the Angel Whispers Tour.
Is it Derek Acora?
And it's not Derek Acora, unfortunately. No, it's not Derek Acora.
Not Gordon Smith. Is John Edwards coming over from the States?
You know, that would be good, wouldn't it? But no, it's not John Edwards. Last guess for people in the chat room. Paul, last guess before I reveal. Okay, it's gone silent. But let me tell you.
Psychic Sally.
No, it's not Psychic Sally Morgan. It's going to be... No, it's not James Van Praagh. It's the one and only Jonathan Brown. That's who it's going to be, Jonathan. It's going to be you. Did you know this?
Sorry, say again, Mike.
I said it's going to be you. Did you know that?
I do now, Mike.
Now you do. It's going to be yourself. It's going to be hosting the very own Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show live on the 26th of October whilst I am out on tour. Okay, well, yeah, we can have James Vagprag's number. James Vagprag's number, Paul. Yeah, we can deal with that. Actually, wouldn't that be fun when I was out there to meet up with James Van Praagh? Because I know, Jonathan, you have met him, haven't you?
I have, Mike. Recently, I had the pleasure of meeting him as well as Tony Stockwell up in Edinburgh in Scotland. And they are both absolutely mind-blowingly fabulous spirit workers, mediums. It was a great honour and a pleasure to spend a couple of days up with both of them whilst I was there last month.
Absolutely perfect. So I know that you've done some beautiful work. John, I know that we need to go to the first song. Okay, so let me just say this to everyone. Feedback. No, not feedback. No. Sit back, feet up, and enjoy.
Dancing, baby on a shoulder, the sun is setting.
Well, welcome back. If people just joined us, welcome. You are listening. Okay, I'll try again. Welcome back. If people just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. And now I know why I'm getting all our feedback, because I needed to slide that thing up and down. Jonathan, how are you doing there, mate?
I'm good, Mike.
Okay, Jonathan, I'm not going to waste any time. We do have lots of callers in. I want to take this one because I know this one's from the UK, and I can see it's a it's what we call a mobile number and what they would call in America a cell phone number. So let me just welcome you in. Your number ends in 869 and say, hi, welcome 869. Are you there with us?
Oh,
hi, yes, you're in the UK, I believe, on your mobile.
I'm on the mobile. Yes, that
Hello,
is
yes.
my number. Yes, it is, Mike.
Okay, hi, can we take your name there, please?
Diane.
Oh, hi, Diane.
Hi.
Okay, Diane, can you just tell us where you're calling from, just for the purpose of the listeners there?
From Britain, Cambridgeshire.
Perfect, from Cambridgeshire. Okay, John, I'm going to hand you straight over, but remember, Diane is on a mobile, so just be conscious of the time there. So, Jonathan, it's over to you, mate.
Thanks,
Mike.
Hi, Diane.
Hi, John.
I hope you're well this evening.
Well, not too bad, John, but, you know, there's such a lot happening in my life at the moment.
I'll just jump in there, Diane, before you say anything, because we don't like it when people say things.
Okay.
Let me...
Sorry, John.
With you if I link in with who's around you in the world of spirit, honey?
Pardon, John?
I said, is it okay with you if I link in with your friends and family members who have passed away to the higher side of life?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Be the permission, I have a lady drawing close from the world of spirit This lady's actually been sitting next to me now since Mike was playing that lovely song before you called in. And as this lady's coming in, she introduces herself to me as your grandma, okay? And as she comes in, you'd get a shiver down the back of your spine feeling like someone's walked over your grave. And this will happen from time, okay? She's telling me that your health is something that I would have to be talking about this evening. And obviously, where you are with your life right now, sort of state of affairs, what's happening and where things are going, okay?
Yes, yes, John.
Okay. Now, I say honey, because actually the last 3 years for you haven't been the top of the list of the best years that you've had in your lifetime. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
And, you know, you were really hoping this year, and I've been told that three people have actually told you that this year was going to be better, and that's why I felt sadly, because really it hasn't, has it, honey?
No, not at all. Actually, it's worse.
Yes, this is what she's telling me. Now, it is going to change. Everything does change, and I really want you to take that away from me, and I know that you've been told it before, but when things go bad, when we get down, when we have problems, there's a natural balance in the world, in life, that a bad has to turn into a good, into a positive, okay? Now, I'd really love to tell you that this was going to happen before the year's out, but I'm really sorry I can't do that, because she's telling me you're not drastically, in a really huge way, going to see all the changes until after Christmas in the February month, okay? So I know, honey, that you're having sort of bits of ups and downs, because she's telling me this, okay? And that this has been having an effect on your health, hasn't it, honey?
Yes. Yes, it has, John.
Okay. Sleep's not been too great as a result of that. Also, eating's out of sync, but it's really, you're getting very tired, you're getting very lethargic, and you've been getting ill quite a bit.
Yes.
And I know she's sending you healing, and she's trying to cheer you up, and she's trying to sort of just lift your spirit, because it doesn't matter all the problems you've got going on in your life right now. The only thing you want is to smile and be happy, she says.
Yes, that's exactly right, John. That is how I feel.
You know, she's sending you so much love. She draws closer, and she just told me to give you a hug from her, okay? And as she hugs you, she comes in from the front. She places both her arms around your waist, and she pulls you in, and you can really feel that loving energy, okay? And then she'd take her left hand off your waist, and she just sort of stroke your head, the top of your head like this, and she'll say, you know, the other thing is, because she tells me, you feel very alone, okay, down here on the earth plane, and she really wants you to know that you're not alone, okay? Now, I know there's lots of differences that you may understand, and I'm going to use a word in inverted commas here, than lots of people or normal people. And that doesn't mean you're not normal either, honey. You understand how I'm sort of putting that across to you, okay?
Yes.
You feel lonely, isolated, and different quite a lot. So she really wants you to come through. She really wants to come through me and let you know that she is with you, okay? February, as I said, things are really, really going to change. Now, I know finances aren't the best for you at the moment, honey.
No, John.
You will see change. You will see change in February. Whatever it is for you, your new year is going to start in January, but it's really going to kick off in the February month. And I'm going to give you a very specific date, because she's talking about what happens on the 13th of February, and I want to see the change coming in there. You're actually due some money, a money increase, because you're going to get some paperwork or a letter with that that's going to come with that, okay? The other thing that she's talking to me about is that you need a holiday.
Oh, yes. Well, actually, John, I'm going on a holiday in 2 weeks.
Yeah, and she's happy about this. She's just come in and said, you need a holiday, and do you know what? It's going to be really, 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 really good when you go on that holiday, okay?
Thank you,
John. You must get me some water on your holiday.
Yeah, thanks, John, because I've been worrying about it. I don't know why.
Please don't worry about it. She'll be going with you, but she wants you near the water because the water's very tranquil, it's very calming, and it's that energy, and you bless your cotton socks, and you worry about a lot of stuff in your head, and you keep it all up there. And she says she'll be there with you, and you can just take 3 deep breaths and let it all go. Okay?
Oh, thanks, John.
There's 2 little cats that are just stepping forward from the world of spirit as well, honey.
Yeah.
Okay, you remember the cats there as well. They come through. Their energy comes around the bottom of your legs. And there's a very tall gentleman that also steps forward from the world of spirit. And I'm about 6'3", this gentleman, as he's coming in. He makes me look very short. I'm only about 5'8". And he's a very gentlemanly gentleman. It would be very apt for me to say, in a way, he's a bit like the big friendly giant.
Yeah, I know who you mean, mate. John. Okay. I know who you mean.
As he's coming in, he's just put his hand under your chin and he's just lifted it up and he's saying to you, I'm so proud of you and I always have been, okay? And you were there when this gentleman passed away.
No.
And you've always sort of thought about that and held that. And you know what?
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't... He's telling me he was in a lot of pain before he passed, but the moment he went, when it was his opportunity, when the angels come and it was his time, he went and he healed really quickly and he felt so much better, okay? He's smiling. He's also laughing. But... He's laughing at you, and he's not laughing at you in that you're doing silly things. He's laughing at how beautiful you are down here, living within the world that you are, because you're not the same as everybody else. Sometimes we can say people are quite stereotypical, but you're your own way, honey, and that brings a lot of joy to his heart with some light laughter, okay? I've also got to leave you from him. I'll be giving you a cup of tea with 2 more than level teaspoons of sugar, okay? And you understand that. Sit down, have the drink. And the very last thing, I've got to give you a gingerbread man. It's got a smiley face and 3 little buttons along the body of it. And that's for you. That's a sweet treat, which you understand. And that's to just uplift your spirit and give that smile in, okay?
Oh, thanks, John. That's lovely. You know, that's just what I needed. That's my granddad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very, very proud of you, indeed. And, you know, he's really been trying to uplift you the last 6 months. It's the last 6 months have really got you down the most.
Yes, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely, John. You know, it's like it seemed never ending. You know, it was one problem, then another, and then another, and, you know, You know,
Everybody, honey, looked after by God upstairs, by the angels, the spirit world are there. You're so loved, and they're really trying to send the love down to you because you haven't felt it a lot here on the earth plane, okay?
No, I haven't, John.
It is there. I'm passing you on that hug. You also used to have a teddy bear when you were little that was very important.
Yeah, my dad brought me that, John, and I loved him. You know, he was the world to me, that teddy.
Give him to me symbolically to give to you because he can give you a cuddle. You used to love giving him a cuddle. And... that's best friend in the world. He'd never do anything wrong, and he'd always be there for you and give you the love that you needed at the time.
Oh, thanks, John. Thank you.
You don't have that teddy bear still, but somebody else does. Is that right?
Yeah, well, the little girl next door was crying, and I let her hold the teddy, and she took it home, and I hadn't got the heart to go and take it off her. You know, but always...
But you know what, honey? I think you did a lovely thing with that, and I think Teddy's just as happy with the little girl as they were saying that you didn't have it, but somebody else did. And symbolically have your teddy back, okay?
Teddy
back, have him there, give him a hug. And can you tell everyone his name? Because you used to call him Mr. something.
Yeah, what was it called him? Mr. Timmy, I think. Something like that.
That's it. They're saying Mr. Timmy, and symbolically you're having him back from the world of spirit. They're a lot happier now.
Yeah.
They're all smiling in the world of spirit. You know that they're with them, and also your granddad says that he's shown himself to you recently.
Yes. Well, you know, John, I do see things. You know, especially at night. Yeah, I do see things, you know, at night, and I have felt like, you know, when you're standing there and you feel like a shadow go by, I've seen it in the corner of my eye, you know, John, and I feel good about it. I love them around me because it makes me feel safe, you know, and I feel
absolutely,
like someone's there.
You were in your bedroom, you weren't very happy, and you were thinking about him and not only him, and he used his energy to manifest himself, and you glimpsed him clairvoyantly, and when you just got that glimpse, you just took a bit of a sigh and you felt that much better.
Yeah, I did. I did see him, and I did feel better. That is absolutely spot on. I did, John. That really happened.
What more proof can your friends, family members, and loved ones bring through to you that they're still there with you, around you, watching over you, just separated by the veil that is between the physical world and the spiritual world? He's just tapping me on the shoulder and saying, there's one more thing. I have to leave you with the number 13.
13.
Okay? Because he
says,
and he's promising this, and your granddad won't promise anything lightly, he's saying this is your lucky number. Okay?
Oh, yeah. Well, I did have my daughter on the 13th, John. You know, so...
Yep.
You know, and that's good to know, you know.
Absolutely. I can take that many ways. Having your daughter on the 13th, that's going to be lovely. She's going to be lucky. She's going to be your number one as much as the number 13. But he's also saying that the 13th is your lucky number as well. So do remember that, because he knows that the pennies aren't the best at the moment, okay?
Oh, no, they're not, John. Absolutely. In fact, they seem like they've disappeared. You know,
so remember the
pennies.
It's really important. He's brought it through from the world of spirit. That's a gift to you. When you're in need, spirit will always provide.
I do love them.
Just last little Jack Russell's just come through from the world of spirit.
Yeah.
The Jack Russell wasn't yours, though.
Did you say Jack? John?
No, I said another animal, honey. Jack Russell. A Jack Russell. A doggy.
I know him. He's that Spot. We used to call him Spot.
Yeah, okay, he's just come through right at the end, running in. He's a very happy, excited dog.
Yeah, he was. He was a very happy little dog.
He's running around and he's jumping up at your legs right now and wanting he wants to give you a lick. That's an affectionate way from a dog. He just has to bring that energy as well, because you've got so much love and time for the animals.
Oh, yeah, if I could help them all, John, I would.
Spirit, I'm going to give one more thing, and then I'm going to finish your message off, honey. They've just brought in, symbolically, the rainbow and showered it all over you, okay? And the rainbow is very important, all the colours of the rainbow, what it means. But for you, it's what's at the end of the rainbow, the pot of gold in a symbolic way. It's that pathway, it's that journey, it's going forward. The rainbow's lovely, it makes you smile, but you've got a very precious memory of a rainbow, please.
Yes, I have, John. When we was children, you know, Dad used to love rainbows. And there was always a rainbow when it rained where we lived when we were small. And if, like, we was travelling in the car, my dad used to say, I'm going to follow that rainbow to get that pot of gold. Because we was children, you know, we did have a lovely memories with that.
And that's why it was so important that he brought that through for you. Let you know that, have that reminder. You're a very beautiful young lady. Please always remember that.
Oh, thanks,
we love you very
John.
Much.
Thank you.
We love you very much. And I normally don't overly talk about the angels on air, but I have to give you Archangel Michael because his energy's just come in. And although he's not your guardian angel, which is your soul protector because you have another angel that does that, you have a very strong link with Archangel Michael.
Yes, because on my bedroom wall, John, I've got two pictures of Archangel Michael, and I do talk to him. I do,
Through your message.
Yeah.
He's got a lovely smile on his face. He's never far away from you, should you ever need him for protection, looking after, shielding, anything like that. You're a very lovely energy. I'm so glad that you called into the Mike Davis Spirit FM show, and I thank you very much for allowing Spirit to work through me with
you,
honey. I wish you all the best, lots of love and light. Bless you.
Okay,
thank you, John, for reading there for Diane.
Remember, you can always download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM.
That's cheered me up a lot. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Wonderful. You know, we do anesthesia, we really do, and I'm so pleased a lot better after our readings there with the wonderful Jonathan Brown. Thank you, Diane, for calling, and remember calling any other time you want. Okay, have a wonderful evening there now, Diane.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thank you, John.
Bye, Diane.
Bye. Okay, what an absolutely amazing lady there, Jonathan, isn't it?
Indeed, Mike.
Okay, so let's go back to the phone lines. Let me take the next call there, Jonathan. So you put your feet up, and I'm going to go to area code 805 and say hi, 805. Are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Jonathan. This is Donna from California. How are you?
Well, hi, Donna from California. Thank you very much for calling in there, first of all.
Hi, Donna.
Donna, can I ask you the reason that you call in for?
Pardon me?
Can I just ask you the reason why you call in for?
Well, I heard the spirits talk to me, and they said, we're going to help you. I had a disappointment with something, and then they said they're going to help me, and I wanted to know, is that finding a companion or a job or what? But it was very, very loud and clear that I heard them in my head, and so I just wanted to know what spirit had to say for me.
Okay, well, you've called into the right show. You really have, because you know what? Our forte here is to connect to the spirit world and bring you evidence of life after death there. So let me start off by talking to you of someone that I have with me. I know that instantly this is a lady that connects around my vibration. She certainly makes me feel of when she passed. I know that she suffered for quite some time before she passed on to the spirit world there.
Yes.
Bless her heart.
Yes.
But I know that she makes me aware of being like mother, grandmother kind of love there.
Yes.
As she comes into the vibration. She connects to your mum's side, bless her, as she's here with me. So do you understand of a lady that would fit that? Yes?
That would be my mother, yes.
That's your mother, bless her heart. And would I be right in saying there, with your mother there, Donna, when she passed, she must have been in the kind of frame of mind that her mind wasn't the best towards the end of her life. Because I feel as if my mind is kind of in and out of the situation. Kind of like I'm with it and then I'm not with it. So she must have slipped in and out of consciousness for a little while. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
And Donna, if I said that to you that this is the lady's voice that you've been hearing in yourself, is that right? So it's your mother that's been coming close to you, is that right?
Yes.
See, because your mother has made an appearance with me here this evening, and she says to me, yes, that she wants to guide you. Yes, she wants to help you. But first things first, you need to learn to control what you have around your life. You need to learn to control the way that the you work yourself? Because at the moment, it kind of comes in fits and starts. Is that right, Donna?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying there to you that there's so many things on your list that you would like for your mum to sort out? I know you've already named partner. You've already named a job. But there's lots of other things that she talks to me about that that you would like for her to put right, if you like, for want of a better word, in your life at the moment. But particularly, she wants me to address the thing that's more important to you, like she says to me there, about this change of circumstances within a job situation, because you've been trying your best to try and get some kind of way forward in life, but you seem to be getting nowhere very fast at the moment there, Donna. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that you've kind of had knockback after knockback there, Donna?
Yeah.
Because she says there to me that there's been so much disappointment in your life at the moment. You've been feeling depleted within your life at the moment, Donna. Is that right?
Yeah, I went through about 3 months of disappointment. Yeah, it was of depression, but I'm out of it now.
Okay, then that's perfect, okay? Because she says to me that the more that she's been around you, she's seen the difficulty that you've been suffering. She's seen the ups and downs, the emotion that you've been suffering. And she says to me that you've kind of had to crawl your way back from this, from a very difficult place. But the main thing that she talks to me about is that we are sensitive. We are starting to hear spirit world ourselves. But the main thing of her coming forward is to let you know that you're not alone, and she's going to be working with you every single step of the way. Now, Donna, would I be right in saying to you that you love this work this much, you could also do this work yourself, not just in a fit and start, but on a more of a permanent kind of a base there, Donna. Is that right?
Yes.
See, because I know that it's coming that much stronger. That, see, your mother is so close there with you. She's trying of her best to attract your attention. She makes me aware that there's kind of lots of activity, if you like, for want of a better word, has been happening around your home as well. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay, because she says to me that she's been trying to attract your attention in so many ways and so many times that she's been trying to attract your attention. It's like kind of, I'm going to put it, you know, listen to me, listen to me. That's what she keeps saying to me. That's what she wants you to do, is to listen to us. Know that your mum is close there within. She's trying to give you all the information. She makes me aware of the latter part of her life now a minute. Would I be right in saying to you that when she passed, she must have been in the hospital there when she passed from this physical life? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, see, because your mother just demonstrates how close she is there with us at the moment there from the spirit world. You know, she says to me, big deep breath. That's what I need to say to you. Take a big deep breath. Let's reevaluate things, okay? The partner, that's not really the important thing in your life at the moment, because you've been, and without me sounding offensive, it's been that long now. We're not really that bothered anyway. Do you understand of this?
Yeah, definitely.
That's fine. See, again, see, that's what your mum tells me there. That, you know, it's not really that. The main important thing is to get you back on a level of where you feel comfortable, feeling more happy and more content in yourself, okay? Listen to your mother's voice. Listen to her words. Listen to her advice there to you, okay? Because it will take you a long way in this life. Keep sending your resumes off. Keep sending your CVs off. I know in America you call them resumes. Keep sending them off because, you know, it will hit the right place, the right time, because I believe that you feel your timing is all wrong at the moment. Do you understand that your timing, or you feel your timing's all wrong?
Yeah, the timing's off. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so keep sending. Keep sending your resumes off to as many companies as you can, because at some point that's going to land in the right lap at the right time. So don't worry. Don't worry about what's to come, because what is to come is goodness, okay? So, you know, yes, she does want to help you. She does want to guide you. She wants to lead you on a pathway or on a journey, if you like, to a better beginning there for you, okay? Because she says to me, you've been through enough, and particularly the last, okay, darling, the last 2.5 years has been so difficult for you. Okay, she says, since the last one left. Now, what she, I think what she means by that is, your last partner, since he has left,
yes.
the last 2.5 years, has been so difficult for you. That's where the depression started. That's where the feeling of being depressed. Do you understand of that?
Yes, he passed away, yeah.
Bless your heart, okay? See, it's always difficult, isn't it? You know, when we lose someone and you know, that kind of depression mode sets in there with us. But you don't know that they're always around us. You know, was this to do with, like, an accident? Because I feel as if I shouldn't be here in the spirit world. Do you understand there was an accident with your partner?
Yes, he drowned.
Bless, okay? See, because I know I've
drowning
that there was an accident, okay? And, you know, he was such a gentle soul, wasn't he, when he was in this life. Is that right?
Very, very kind, yes.
Okay, yes. Because I know that he makes you aware of being such a gentle soul, and in every sense of the word, a perfect gentleman, if there ever is such a one that would live in this life. But such a perfect gentleman, he tells me, because he always would consider everyone and everybody else before himself. Because he says to me,
mm-hmm.
his whole purpose of this life to him was that so long as I could please and make everyone else happy that was important to him, then that would make him happy himself. Is that right?
Yeah, very kind and generous and, yeah, with everyone.
See, so your partner has come forward as well alongside your mum to be with you this evening, to be around your life, to let you know that, you know, it's like as if I want to see to you the kind of like one either side of you, like a set of crutches, like a support you there from the spirit world at the moment to be with you in this physical life, okay? What's to do with watching the screen? Why does he keep telling me watching? Is there a video or a recording of him somewhere where you've been watching him on
yes.
the screen or something?
No, I haven't yet, but it's from a while back. There's a video
so
of
you've
him.
So you've been watching that video then, have you? Because he says to me about watching it on the screen.
Well, it's a VCR, and I have to find a VCR player to play it. So, yeah, but I've had it
right.
out and wanting to find that.
Bless your heart, okay? Now, doesn't that just demonstrate how close that they are there to me at the moment, bringing that information, that love forward there from the spirit world to be with you at the moment? Donna, I know that I need to leave it there with you. And, you know, see, thank you very much for calling in. But remember, you can always download a copy of that reading anytime you want.
Wonderful.
Within the archives of
okay.
Spirit FM. And know that your mother and your partner in the spirit world is... See, I can't leave it
wonderful.
There.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Well? Okay, Donna, do you understand your father for me as well in the spirit world?
He's there too, yep.
Blessing, because I've got your father that comes in quite close. And see, your father was more of a stronger, dominant man there, wasn't he?
Absolutely, yes.
Because I know that he comes around my life at the moment. He comes around my vibration, and he's more of a dominant, stronger kind of a being in his physical life. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
it was the heart that took your father home to the spirit world there, wasn't it?
It was what?
It was the heart that took your father. He had a heart attack, didn't
yes.
he?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh, he
so,
did.
Because that's what he tells me. He had a heart attack, and he went straight home to the spirit world. And, you know, in some way, he didn't believe in spiritualism. He didn't believe in life
no.
after death. Is that right? See, because
that's
he
right.
says to me, he says to me, isn't it good that I can come back and speak to you in this way? So, you know, he's quite surprised that he can do this. So that would make an element, or that would suggest to me that you were quite surprised that your father's made an appearance. Would I be right in saying to you that this may be your father's first time of communication there?
Yes, I've experienced my father also. Yes.
You have? Okay. But it's the first
yeah.
time your father's come to
yeah.
a medium, isn't it?
It is. It is.
To me aware... I'm saying to you that this is the first time that he's actually communicated in this particular
wow.
way, so through a medium that he has communicated. See, again, Donna, doesn't that just prove to you that your mother, your father, your partner is there with you, and you know that they're very close with me at the moment because they're giving me this information to give to you. Donna, bless your heart. Thank you very much for calling, and thank you for
thank
allowing
you,
me
Mike.
To connect. No problem at all. Thank you
thank
for allowing
you
me to connect
much.
With your loved ones. And, you have a wonderful day there now. And remember, you can download
thank
a copy
of thank you. Have a
lovely
evening. Thank you.
No problem at all. Have a wonderful evening. Bye now. Bye. Okay, Jonathan, we need to move on very quickly with the show. Let me play this song and let me say speech up. Enjoy.
From July to July, I always said that I was gonna make it. Now it's plain for everyone to see. But this game I'm in don't take no prisoners, just casualties. I know that everything is gonna change, even the friends I knew before me go. But this dream is the life I've been searching for. Started believing that I was the greatest. My life was never gonna be the same, 'cause with the money came a different status. That's when things change. Now I'm too concerned with all the things I own, blinded by all the pretty girls I see. I'm beginning to lose my integrity. I never used to be a troublemaker. Now I don't even want to please a fans. No autographs, no interviews, no pictures, endless demands. Gave in the vices that were clearly wrong. The types of things that made me feel so right. But some things you may find can take over your life. Burn all my bridges, now I've run out of places, and there's nowhere left for me to turn. Been caught in compromising situations I should have learned from all those times I didn't walk away when I knew that it was best to go. Is it too late to show you the shape of my heart? I'm glad you feel the fight is over.
Welcome back. You've just joined us. Welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, right here at Mike Spirit FM, with my amazing guest, Jonathan Brown. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, Mark.
Jonathan, you know, we've had some wonderful callers so far. We've had two beautiful callers, and, you know, we've got lots more in the system. So let's try and get to as many of them as we possibly can, yeah?
Okay, Mike.
Okay, so let's go as, let's go like a... speed reading, so to speak, is it? Power reading. Do you like that saying?
Power readings, Mike.
Power readings. Okay, let's go to area code 630 and say, hi, 630, are you there with us?
Hi, yeah. It's very interesting. I can't believe how he's come up with, like, all those things that people said were correct.
Okay, well, perfect. Well, first of all, can we take your name there, please?
Lisa.
Okay, Lisa, and where are you calling from?
From the state, Illinois.
Illinois. Okay, perfect. Well, let me hand you straight over to Jonathan, and you know, as you said, it's been interesting, and let's see of how interesting your reading is with Jonathan, because I'm sure that whatever Jonathan has to say to you, that you're going to be very interested and very amazed by this man's unique gift. So, Jonathan, it's over to you, mate.
Okay. Can I ask a question, Jonathan, or no?
If you want to do it that way, sure thing, yeah.
So my question is, so I've been looking for a job and for a while, but really, really a lot the last month and a half. And I had an interview that went really well on Friday and another one upcoming. I just wondered if you have a time frame for when you think I might find my position, a good one.
Okay, sure thing. Let me ask and see who comes forward and who says what. So, okay. Straight away, I've got a lady coming through from the world of spirit, and this lady introduces herself as an auntie passed away on your family tree somewhere. And as this lady's coming in, and I know you put the question first. Normally, we don't sort of ask the questions first unless somebody really wants to ask one. Next month, the jobs come in.
Next month?
She said October, next month. She's very adamant. Yeah, like, next month, October.
Is it going to be something I've already applied for and that I'm interviewing for this month?
You've not had the interview for it yet, but you're going to have the interview this month.
Because I have something kind of like I'm really looking forward to next Friday. I have an interview coming up.
Well, if I ask her again, I believe it is the thing on Friday.
Do you think it could be that?
That's a good thing to know. She's very adamant that you haven't done the interview yet, but you're about to do it. But the job itself wouldn't start until next month.
So what do you see with that? Or I guess whatever, you know, I don't know. I guess I shouldn't ask you so many questions and let you kind of...
Sure, I can just channel without the questions. You just asked if you could ask a question, so obviously let you ask the question. Sometimes people just prefer it that way.
Just channel everything, whatever, because you were right on target with those other people.
Absolutely, honey, not a problem. Okay, the very first thing is actually next year, and I know we're in this year, which is 2012, we're in the September month, we've still got October, November, and December to go, but as the lady draws closer, I'm actually sitting in a chair, but my whole body's dancing a little bit now, because next year's your year, honey, okay? It's going to be a more prosperous year next year. Health's going to be good next year. Family's going to be good next year. There's the arrival of three babies and children next year as well. And I will be very specific and say they're not with yourself, honey, okay? But that is within and around the family, okay? I also feel you're going to Los Angeles. I'm being told to talk about Los Angeles. It's not a house move or anything like that. I just think that's really significant, like an outing, a trip, a holiday, or something like that. It's just next year's good. I hope you call back in the middle of next year and say, hey, what a year, or the year after, and get back in touch, because next year's really going to be a year. It's kind of been, I've got to go back 6 years for you since you had the year like that.
Since what?
I'm saying you'd have to go back like 6 years until you really, had a good year.
Well, like those other people, the last 3 years have been absolutely horrible. So.
Yeah, but I'm actually told if you look at the last five, it was the year before that, which was really, really, really good year. So you're due another really good year. Do you understand?
Yeah. Did, you said something like new house and all that, because I'm moving in to a new condo in 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
That's going to go well as well, although it will take you the first 3 weeks to get in and feel settled.
I have 50 bathrooms.
You like,
I know.
You
I
like to have home and home to be your space.
Yes.
It'll take those first 3 weeks, but it's the right move. The feeling in your stomach with it was correct.
Yeah.
So, I said, look, you know, you've already got good things trickling in now, but next year is really the year. With the job, again, they're coming back in, and next month, October, I would say you're actually physically starting doing the new job.
Okay. Do you think it'll be good?
I don't think it will be good. I know it will be good because Spirit are telling me it will be good. So that's wonderful for you.
Yeah. I mean, I really, you know, just financially and stuff, I've, like, suffered a setback, and I just hope that that's all going to work out because that's been kind of hard this year.
It will do, and I mean, I'm in England. Actually, for once off, I'm in Wales. So currently, I'm in Great Britain. Normally, I'm in England. But I pay structure over here gets paid monthly, sort of every 4 weekly, or some people get it weekly. But she's saying with you starting the job next month, but there'll actually be a payment that will come 6 weeks from the start of the job. Okay. Do remember that, because it's going to be quite significant.
What do you mean? Like,
so you may
have, that, like,
the pay system, what I would deduce from what she just told me, there might be a little bit of a crossover there. But that's actually going to work out much better for you, because you're going to have moved, you're going to do the new job, you're going to be settled, you're going to be busy anyway, so you're not really going to be needing to be out there spending all the money, lots of money and things like that. But then it will all come in, and that'll be nice for you, because that's going to be an increase, an influx, and you know, because of the changes, you can buy yourself a nice dress or some shoes, she says.
That'll be good. That'll be good.
Because you've got your eye on one, please.
I'm thinking about the new place, like rugs and stuff like that, you know. So, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, like once I'm settled, like, that's good to know that, it'll take a few weeks to settle in, and then maybe I'll be able to afford things at that point, you know, that I might need.
Absolutely. She told me, as I said, that it would take you 3 weeks to settle in, the new place. And obviously then there's the change, the work, the job, the stuff like that. But she showed me this lovely little one-piece number dress, which you're going to go out and you're going to get it and you're going to go out in it and you're going to have a lovely time. Socializing, and you're going to feel good, and it's just going to be good. It's going to be very good for you, so it's a nice time coming up. It's a prosperous time coming up. Good health. You will need to make sure you get your sleep, though, she says.
Okay. What about housewives? I lost some weight. I'm starting a new job and all this, so
make sure you get your shut eye. She says you have to have 8 hours a day, no less than that.
Yeah, I do need
okay.
8 hours. What about health-wise,
If you're 7 or 7.5 or 6.5, you're not going to be at your best, sunshine. Okay, and your best is very good. So get your 8 hours in.
Okay, and what about I lost from my nerves from just everything that's going on this year. Like I lost a lot of weight. And I don't know if that's, like, unhealthy at all. Like, I feel like I'm okay, but I shouldn't lose any more. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she says, she's coming. She says, stop there. No. You're perfect. You're perfect as you are, okay? You don't need to be going down any lower or anything like that.
I don't want to.
However you look, but you know yourself within your own head, as you've just sort of established as well there, that you're good for you right now. She has shown me you in England. We say like training gear. You might say gym gear or something like that. And I do feel you're going to be doing some like toning exercises and stuff rather than very heavy stuff. Like I like to hit a punch bag now and again or something like that. And that will be good for you as well. The other thing, please go to the beach and walk along the beach, she says.
I got to go on vacation for that because, I don't know, I'm not near a beach really, you know.
It doesn't have to be on a daily basis. Go on a vacation. Please go near a beach. Please go walk on a beach because that will be something very good for you.
Okay.
Take you away
so
from
I should
normal
just,
life.
So I'll just, like you said, like hopefully something's going to come up then for next month and hopefully... You know, like I have one interview coming up on Friday, and then I'll just keep on sending my resumes, and hopefully, you know, it's going to go into the right hands in the next few weeks.
I'm not going to say hopefully. I'm going to say definitely.
Okay. Well, that's great to know because I really need my job, so I appreciate that. And I sure hope next year, you know, it's going to be a lot better because this was probably one of the worst years for me.
Absolutely. Wake up every day, smile, please. She's coming in, she says. You know, open the curtain, see the beauty of the world outside. Know that you've had that 8 hours sleep, so you're feeling on top of the world. And, you know, go about your day, go to your interview, get an early night the night before, be nice and relaxed, all the rest of it. She'll go with you. You'll be very smart and tidy, she says, which is important. And you just got to be yourself. But just a little bit, because you're very concentrated on the work side, and obviously you have to be, but please let a bit of your own winning personality shine through, because you've got quite a nice little bit of sense of humor with you in an appropriate way as well, she says.
Okay. That's good to know.
It's okay
I
to have
so.
A little chuckle or a giggle or a smile and all those sorts of things, okay?
Yeah. And do you think salary-wise, like, I'll do as well or a little less because, like, some of the positions I'm looking for, they're not as high level.
Now, from what she's telling me, you've actually had a better paid job before in the past.
I what?
You've had a better paid job before.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
However, this is a better paid job than the job you had previously.
Well, I don't know about that because I'm not applying at that level.
You've been under that, but it's going to be good. It's going to be enough, and it's not going to be as stressful as what the other job was. This is going to be the right thing for you. Plus, once you start, there's two in England we call it a wage rise. I don't know if that's the same in America, an increase in wages. Within the first 18 months, there'll be two of those. So by the 18 months going through, you will be earning more than what you've earned ever, if you took that from me correctly.
Okay, so it's not going to be as stressful because, yeah, you sensed that my last job was totally not for me, and it was very, very stressful, very much higher level than I thought it was going to be.
I'm surprised that you didn't get out of it sooner and have worse health problems.
Yeah. Okay. I know what you mean.
Yeah,
I know.
That's all past. We're dealing with the now. We're dealing with the future. We're happy about that. You know, everyone's there behind you in the world of spirit, as much as the angels, and I do want to stress that. You know, I've just got to tell you to go, girl.
Just go for it, and that's it. And just forget about the past or whatever, right?
She says, go, girl. That means go for it, honey. Yeah.
Okay. Super.
I'm really
happy.
I'm going to wrap it up there with lots of love and likes. I know Mike wants us to do really fast messages to get as many callers in as possible.
Okay. I'm going to stay on and listen.
To Mike's show, allowing me to work with
you. Thank
you. Remember, as Mike says, you can always get a copy of your reading by going back through the show records on Mike Spirit FM.
Okay, thank you.
Wonderful, Jonathan. And thank you there, Lisa, for calling in. Yeah, Jonathan, as you said, just search through the archives. You're getting hang of this. You really are. So, Lisa, you have a wonderful evening there.
Thank you. You too.
Bye. Okay, Jonathan, let me take the next caller here. Let's go to area code 773 and say, hi, 773. Are you there with us?
Hi. Hello. Thank you.
That's okay there. Can we take your name there, please?
Joellen. I'm in Indiana.
She's in Indiana. Perfect. And what was it, Joanna?
Joellen.
No, Joellen, like Josephine and Helen, Joellen.
Oh, Joellen.
Yes, thank you.
Okay,
yes,
Joellen.
Hi, Joellen.
Okay, perfect. Joellen, let me work with you. Was there something in specific you want me to work with there?
Yeah, I am also in a career TV. I don't know whether I should live in Chicago or Indiana. I do. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
Okay, well, let me make a link to the spirit world there, Joanne, and we'll see where we're going. Is that okay for you?
Sure.
Perfect. Okay, let me start off here by talking to you of a gentleman that I'm aware of here from the spirit world. And as I'm becoming aware of this gentleman, he makes me aware that when he passed, you know, it's like a stroke-like condition that he would have had before he passed, and I believe it's affecting the one side of his body there before he passes on to the spirit world there. I know that he makes me aware that I want to talk to you about your father's side of the family. So let me go to your father's side of the family to find this man. I do believe that as he comes forward, that he would have been the kind of man that would have been very direct, very much the kind of man that would, you know, black is black, white is white, that kind of thing here with him, because I know that's the way he portrays himself to be here with me. I know as well that as he comes forward, that he wants me to say that, see, I feel strongly, I want to say father. Do you understand this man as your father there, please, Joellen, as he comes forward here?
Okay.
What I'd be right in saying there to you, if this is your father I'm aware of, that he was quite slight to his build before he passed. I know that he's quite smartly dressed as he comes forward here, because I know I want to be quite smart. I want to put a shirt on, and I feel that this is the way that your father would have been when he was with us in this physical life.
Yeah,
I do
he
see
was
as
a good
he, as he comes, perfect. I do see as he comes forward that I want to say that to you that he was always the kind of man that would kind of push you into making the right decisions in life. Do you understand that that's the way he would have done there, please, there, is pushed you in the right decisions to make in your life. Is that right?
Okay.
Because he wants me to say that to you about all I want is for my girl to do right. All I want is for my girl to do good in life. And he makes me aware. You know, would I be right in saying to you that he had some kind of an authoritative position when he was here? Because I feel that he, you know, that he has quite an authority about him. Is that right?
No, he was a very gentle soul.
Okay, but he wants to push you in the right direction here. Okay, so there's obviously a direction that you need to go within your life at the moment, where you feel as if you're a little bit unsure about. Is that right?
Correct.
And what I've been right in saying to you, that you've been pondering over this for a little while. You've been asking for some guidance there from the spirit world, asking them to step forward and kind of directing you in the right way. So you must be aware of the spirit world yourself there at the moment. Is that right?
I've been asking my angels and all kinds of people to help me out with this. I just, I'm not getting any feeling one way or another.
You know, not all of us do, okay? Fortunately, me and Jonathan are like lucky ones, if you like, because we're able to connect to the spirit world, to our angel friends and to our loved ones in the spirit world. You know, we're not all meant to be aware of the same people. But, you know, I'm being told you do get your answers. You do get, you know, you get lots of gut feelings there, Julian. Do you understand that you get lots of gut feelings at the moment? Is that right?
I do. I just don't know whether to. I just don't know what's the right answer. I just don't know.
Okay.
I'm moving up to Chicago, but it doesn't seem right. But it's the only job I have.
Okay. What? Well, what I want to say there to you is, okay, the direction I want to take you, would that be going north?
Yes.
Okay. See, because, you know, I haven't got a clue of my geography is terrible. But I want to go north there with you, okay, because that's where he takes me. You go north because that's where it will be better for you in some way. It will be easier for you in some way because I feel that's where I want to take you. Let's go north because your life will become a little bit more comfortable there for yourself and more steady. Do you understand that that's what we're looking for, is more steadiness within our lives?
I hear what you're saying. It doesn't, I'm not happy there, and it's where I'm going because it's where work is, but I don't want to be there. I've been asking to find work in my old hometown because I gave Chicago 20 years, and it just, I'm not happy there. But that's where they keep pushing me, and I'm not happy there.
Okay, then I want to take you to somewhere where there is more content, more settlement within your life, okay? If that means moving away, then let's do that, because it's important there for you, okay? Jonathan, do you want to add on in something there?
Yeah, I would like to do that, Mike. And Father Energy very much has you wonderfully and beautifully linked in with Mike, would draw close. And I know as I get my clairaudience is very, 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 very strong, that you're getting the pulling feeling for the Chicago, as you said, but you're not sure if that's the right thing.
I just keep getting blocks. Like, I keep looking for an apartment, and then for six weeks, they keep falling through.
To me, outright, from what I'm being told, Indiana is where you should be.
I'm just not getting any
hands
work.
Down. I'm adamantly clear about that.
But I've been told left and right I should go to Chicago, and I'm trying to follow what my angels say, but I just keep getting problems left and right, and I don't know why I'm not getting the work in Indiana if that's where I'm supposed to be.
Okay, when you get this feeling in your stomach, right, and you can do this right now. It'll be a real quick exercise online, okay? I just want you to just shut your eyes, honey, if you don't mind, wherever you are, as long as you're not driving or anything like that. And I just want you to ask the question in your head, send it out to upstairs, should I be going or moving to Chicago? And I want you to tell me how your stomach feels.
It feels neutral.
Right, now do the same, but ask about Indiana, and you're going to get a feeling.
It feels the same.
Does it feel warmer?
It feels the same.
Does it feel lighter, more relaxed?
I can't tell the difference.
Okay. From what the gentleman in the world of spirit tells me, Indiana's better for three reasons. One is work. One is that there's family or family connections, even if that's from the past that are there. That's a bit like roots. And also social side of things. Chicago's just not the right energy. I don't feel it at all, and I don't have them come in through from spirit saying that that's the better thing for you. They can't tell you what to do, but I absolutely put my reputation and everything that I do that Indiana's the better place for you.
I don't know what I'm going to do work-wise. I've been trying for a year to get a job.
An agency connection they've just brought in, please. In England, we have something called job agencies, and these are like offices or places that would have lots of work coming in from various jobs and companies and things like this. And the gentleman's telling me there's an agency. You should very much source an agency out there.
Jonathan, I'm gonna cut back in there because I'm so conscious there of would I be right in saying that you're of being like in a caring kind of a nature, whether it's like nurse or looking after people or do you understand of a caring kind of a nature I want to take you?
Well, I'm a teacher and I'm also a graphic designer.
Okay, so you would understand of taking care, or if you're a teacher, then that would be taking care and tutoring and learning people. Now, see, that's what I feel as if I need to take, is if I want to say about caring, in that sense there of working on a caring kind of a level, okay? So whether it's something that you need to look at or something that you've done in the past or whatever, I don't know. But that's where I need to take you on a level of caring and you know, that's where I feel more comfortable and more happy. So like Jonathan is saying there, you know, if it is the case of being on the level of India, then that's fine. But I know, Jolene, we have to leave it there. We need to move on. But remember, you can download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM, and we'll say thank you very much for calling there and have a wonderful day. Jonathan, we need to go straight back to the our music break. So put your feet up. I know that you're going to enjoy this. But you got to promise us one thing there, Jonathan.
What's that?
No singing.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You've got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so busy, don't know what hit me. But I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections. Give your give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me. And you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mode. You're my downfall, you're my muse. My worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me. And you give me all of you.
Can you give me all?
of you. Oh.
Welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show. My amazing and wonderful guest there, Jonathan Brown. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Mike.
You know, we wouldn't tell people what we were just talking about while that song was being played there. I can just envision the pictures going live on Facebook on that one.
Indeed.
It'd be quite funny, wouldn't it? But let's not go there. Let's go straight back to the phone lines and let's take this Skype caller. It's Teddy's mum. I should have recognised that name before. How are you there with us?
Oh, hold on. Oh, yeah, I am.
Hi, can we take your name there, please?
Sure, it's Sue.
Sue, hi, Sue.
Hi.
And where are you calling from, Sue?
I'm from the UK.
What part of the UK are you?
South.
South part of the UK. Okay,
yeah.
Wonderful. Okay, so what was the reason that you called in for this, Sue?
My question is for Jonathan. Jonathan, do I have any messages from Spirit?
Okay, I'll have a look. If that's okay with you?
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay, Sue, the first thing is actually a younger energy that would come forward from the world of spirit. And then with the younger energy from the world of spirit, I have a lady that would step forward. And the lady would be letting me know that she passed around about her mid-70s. This is we could possibly say an elderly lady passed away to the world of spirit. And sometimes, and this may not happen a lot, but when you sit down, your leg may shake a little bit, and mediums know this would be in a clairsentient way that spiritual energy is coming in towards us, and that you'd get a warmer feeling. Temperature-wise, again, which is how we know spirit are coming in. I do feel a little bit sad there, I will say, and I'll just see if this is linking in with the lady or with yourself. I feel this is possibly linking in with yourself a bit at the minute, honey. Do you understand this?
I don't know. Not really. Why?
Okay, I'll ask some more. Not necessarily sad as in, you know, upset, tears and tears and tears, but as if there's a feeling of having something missing, not quite feeling whole at the moment. So more in that way. Would you understand that?
Not any different from normally. Just ordinary. Everything's normal.
Okay. I see if they want to link in another way. Do you understand this month being very significant for an anniversary, please, for September month?
An anniversary in September?
Yes, birthday passing or wedding with this month, September.
No birthdays, nothing really close to me. No anniversary, no.
Okay, maybe I'll ask Mike if he'll link in on this one.
Hey, Jonathan. Yeah, no problem. Hi, Sue.
Hi.
Sue, let me start off by talking to you. You know, even though the Jonathan's already give you some lovely information there, it doesn't mean that I'm going to give you the same thing. Because I do have a lady that draws close to you from the spirit world. This lady, I believe, as she comes forward, she links to your mother's side of the family as she comes forward. And I feel that this lady, before she passed there, she certainly wants me to talk to you about the condition that she had. She makes me feel as if I want to be, I'm not quite with it. It's almost as if I'm not kind of recognizing people towards the end of my life. It's almost as if I'm struggling to see. So whatever condition she had, it would have affected her whole body. Bless her heart. I believe it's like a cancer, this too, that she would have passed with, because she makes me feel this thing in my stomach starts churning, which always represents to me of a cancerous kind of a condition this is. So do you understand of this lady, the links there from the spirit world there to you?
Someone died of cancer, and it's a lady on my mother's side. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of people I know of died of cancer, potentially on my mother's side, but nothing. What else is there? What else?
Okay, let me just work with her and we'll see what comes of her, okay? Because she makes me aware that she's been around you quite a lot of late there. So would I be right in saying to you that you feel feeling a little bit disappointed around your vibration at the moment? It's almost as if you feel as if you're fighting a losing battle at the moment. Do you understand of this?
Things are pretty good. Like, in what? In what?
See, what I feel as if it's like something in your life at the moment, as if, I don't know if there's someone younger than you that you're trying to help or trying to educate or something, trying to push in the right direction. But I feel as if I'm fighting a losing battle at the minute, yeah.
There's no one younger than me in my life. No, there's nothing, out of the ordinary. No, nothing like that.
Okay, well, it doesn't mean that it's not there. Okay, remember I'm saying it to you because I know it's important. And I know I want to say it to you, okay? Now, let me have a little bit more information off this lady there to kind of prove that you of who I'm working with, because as you said, there's several people. I want to see to you when she passed. She didn't want to be in the hospital. She wanted to be in the comfort of her own home, and I feel that she would have had that comfort of her own home. So I want to be within her own home. I do want to say to you that there would have been people around her that would have been there for her. They would have supported her from this life before she passed. I do see as if I want to say that when she was here with us, that she makes me feel as if there's like four people around the bed with her before she went home to the spirit world. Does that make it a bit clearer there for you?
I mean, it possibly. That would have been a long time ago. Is this a message?
See, and what she's saying to you, the message is going beyond with see, because it's always important to me to bring the contact in first. And I always work that way, but to me it's important to bring the contact in first. But the message is that whatever it is that you need to be getting on with, get on with it, okay? You need to kind of move yourself forward now. And instead of looking back on your life, comparing yesterday to today, then, for want of a better word, let's just move forward. And stop allowing the past, if you like, to influence your future. Do you understand of this?
Keep going. Is there anything else?
Well, I'd be like telling you too, that there must be some kind of like, whether it's like a partner or whether there's something that's just come back into our lives or something.
Something that's come back into our lives?
As I said, like a partner or something, or a condition.
No.
That we
no, there's no partner and there's no condition that's come back into my life.
Okay. Then, that's what I'm receiving off the ladies. That's what I need to present there to you. Maybe I'm giving it to you in the wrong way. I don't know. But I know that's what I want to present it to you. So if it's not now, then maybe it's to come a little bit there. Okay?
So what she's saying, it could be understanding. You're saying that something from the past is coming back into my life. Is that what you're trying to say? I'm trying to help you because there's no partner right now that's coming back into my life and there's nothing else. So I'm trying to make this work and understand.
Okay. See, it's not about making it work. It's about when I'm given to you, if there's nobody in your life right now or there's no partner that's coming back, remember I've said it to you because it's going to happen, okay? Now, there's not much else I can give you on that because that you're not sure of it, and I don't want to go much further because you're not sure of it. Remember I've said it to you, and then, when it does happen, call back in and let us know.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Okay, thank you, and remember you can download that in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. I say thank you very much for calling in.
Bye.
Okay there, Jonathan, you still there with us?
Yeah, of course I'm still here, Mikey.
Okay, perfect. Then let's go to our next caller.
As you pointed out, Mike, it's the way we link in with spirit, and us as mediums deliver in the way that we interpret our link. And, very, very, very rarely, it cannot link in with someone. And rightly so, Mike, you can't change what you get. You can't give someone what isn't what spirits give you.
Absolutely. You have to just go with what you feel. Have to go with what you have. And just present the evidence. Sometimes, Jonathan, you've got to remember, it's not meant for right now. It's meant for a little while to come, isn't it,
Absolutely, Mike. And, we'll send all the love and light out to the lady that just called us. We do all the rest of the callers.
absolutely. You know, because after the show, you know, it's not just the end of it, that right at the end of the show. You know, long may it continue afterwards. You know, every caller are within our thoughts, are within our prayers. And those that, you know, that actually calling that hasn't actually had a reading. Now, I know that last week.
I've got a suggestion, Mike. Can we play the next song for the lady that just phoned in?
We absolutely can. You know, the next song is a bit of a belter. So, Sue, I know that you're still listening. Let me just press this and see if you enjoy.
Each day I live, I want to be a day to give the best of me. I'm only one, but not alone. My final day is yet unknown. I broke my heart for every game. Just so sweet, I think the pain. I rise and fall, yet through it all, this much remains. I want one moment in time when I'm more than I thought I could be. When all of my dreams are a hundred feet away and the answers are all up to me. Give me one moment in time when I'm racing with destiny. And in that one moment of time, I will feel, I will feel eternity. I've lived to be the very best. I want it all, no time for less. I've laid the plan, now lay the trend here in my hand. Give me one moment in time when I'm more than I thought I could be. When all of my dreams are apart and away, and the answers are all up to me. One moment in time when I'm racing with destiny. In that one moment of time, I will feel, I will feel.
Welcome back. If you just joined us, welcome. You are listening to me, Mike Davis, live on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my amazing guest, Jonathan Brown. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi, Mike.
You know, Jonathan, it's been a pretty much an amazing show. I can't believe I just lifted up my head there and looked at the clock left. We have literally 13 minutes left of the show. I think we'll have time to squeeze in one more reading because I do want to have a little chat to you there for a quick minute or two before we go off air live. So let's go straight to our next caller and go to 951 and say, 951, are you there with us?
Yes, yes. Hi.
Well, are you there with us?
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Nathaniel, hi Nathaniel, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, sir, and you?
Great, I'm doing pretty good.
Good, good. Okay, Nathaniel, the two of us are going to link there with you, Nathaniel, and bring a connection there to you from the spirit world, because we've only got a limited amount of time. Jonathan, do you want to start off with Nathaniel?
I'm going to let you start, Mike.
Okay, perfect. Nathaniel, let me talk to you of a lady that I believe that comes forward there from the spirit world that makes me feel like a motherly kind of an influence as she comes forward. Now, this lady makes me feel that, you know, her hands are very difficult. I believe she would have lost the grip of her hands. I believe that holding on to things are very difficult for this lady before she passed on to the spirit world there. I know that she makes me aware that she was confined and restricted towards the end of her life because I know I wanted to look at her chair. I believe she would have sat in this chair because she wasn't able to get around too much towards the end of her life. Maybe with a little bit of a help there, Nathaniel, but not too much, she makes me aware. Now, I know that she's quite a nice age on her when she passes. Now, whatever a nice age is to pass is, I don't know, but she makes me aware of being like in my early 80s. I feel 83, if I'm honest there with you, Nathaniel, when she passed home to the spirit world. But she says to me here, there was many things that she suffered with, and it could have been many things that would have taken her home to the spirit world. But she tells me that one organ shut down, then the next, and then the next, until she's just passed home, gently home to the spirit world. Do you know who I'm talking about then, Nathaniel?
My mom died at 50, so I don't think, you know, she's 83, I don't think it's her.
No. Let's not try and make it fit, okay? Like I said, the last caller there, it's not about making things fit. We need to look and stretch beyond, like, our mothers, fathers, maybe grandmothers, aunties, uncles.
I think it's my grandmother. I think dad's, my dad's mother.
Your dad's mother, perfect, okay? Because I know that she comes forward from the spirit world to be with you at the moment there. I know that you said that to me in the beginning, you're doing pretty well. But Nathaniel, if I said that to you, you know, I beg to differ in some way because I'm feeling quite depleted in my life at the moment. I feel quite as if it's not quite whole again. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I'm really not doing that good at all.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that to you then, Nathaniel, that you kind of put a big, brave face on for everyone to see, you know, that I am on top of my game, for want of a better word, but really, you're not, because I feel a little bit of a disappointment. I feel a little bit of negativity in my life, because it's just one or two more things I feel that could come together there for you. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And see, as I'm aware of, a few things could come together. See, you've been praying to your God or whatever you pursue your God to be to come forward and to make this thing right there for you. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Now, who's the lady that I'm looking at as well? There's another lady that comes forward. And see, I know that you said your mother was 50 when she passed. But would I be right in saying to you that if this is your mother, then she would have passed in kind of like a tragic circumstances, is that right?
Somewhat, you know, yes. It took about 6 months or more.
Okay, because I feel as if it shouldn't have happened, okay? It's like as if it should have never happened to your mum because it's kind of being like in the, not so much the wrong place, but it shouldn't have happened at such a young age. Do you understand of this?
Oh, no, yeah.
And in some way, it's like as if I'm blaming, or I was blaming, like because it should have been recognized sooner, it should have been picked up sooner. Do you understand that's the way that you felt for a long time after your mum passed then, Nathaniel?
Yes, it should. The cancer should have been detected earlier.
Okay. See, because I know that's what I'm feeling here, that it should have been recognized sooner, and something should have been done, or could have been done, if it was recognized sooner there. And she makes me aware that, you know, since she's been in the spirit world, that what she wants me to see is that she can now have a bird's eye view of everyone and everything around your life there. Nathaniel, there's something to do in your life about, like, a job. I don't know whether you're looking for a new job or you want to, or you've just gone into a new job or something. Do you understand why I would talk to you there about a job?
Yes, yes. I've lost my job about 3 weeks ago, and I've been looking. And
okay. See, because she makes me aware of a job. And as I said, I don't know whether you're looking or you've just gone into... I feel that there's something new that's going to be starting quite soon there with you. Now, Nathaniel, are you quite used to, like heavy kind of work? I don't know whether you kind of lift heavy items or something, but I feel as if I want to, like, move kind of, like, heavy items at the minute. Do you understand of this?
I could probably lift heavy items, you know. That's probably not what I really want to do, but I would.
Okay. See, well, I feel as if there's something to do with, like, I need to be moving heavy items here. Do you like the outdoor kind of work there, Nathaniel?
I do. I do, and it's not too hot or too cold. The last job, I worked from 15 to 150.
Okay, because I'm aware of, like, something to do with, like, outside kind of work there, Nathaniel, at the moment. Okay? And as I want to bring outside kind of work in, that's what I want to bring forward there for you, okay? So I do feel that that's what's coming into your life, okay? I do feel that's what's coming around your vibration. So, you know, just remember I'm saying it there to you, okay? Because I know it's coming. So whatever that you're praying to your God, or whatever you perceive your God to be for this new job, the new start, the new beginning, it's coming, okay? But don't be surprised if it's something for now, because I feel that it is a little bit of heavy work. It is going to be outside. And if I'm honest with you, it's like as if I want to, like, roll barrels. And the only way I can describe this, you know, like a beer barrel or an oil barrel, it's like as if I want to roll some kind of barrels around there. So just bear that in mind of what I'm telling you, okay?
Seems like you're saying maybe 55-gallon drums or something?
Maybe so, yes.
Okay.
Okay, it's like as if I want to roll these drums around there with you, okay? And, you know, but as I said, maybe like a stopgap, maybe something just for now, okay? Just remember saying it there to you, Nathaniel. Let me just bring Jonathan in there as well, because I know that we've got literally minutes left of the show, and I know Jonathan has something that he wants to add on in there.
Thanks, Mike. Hi, Nathaniel.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Just really, really quick, and I know you brought in Mum, and Mike's touched on Mum, but Mum comes in, and there is going to be next couple of weeks where we're sort of looking for the work to come in, and I felt, I know you touched on the barrels and things like that, but it very much looked like labour work to me as well, like hard graft work, but good work, and I feel you will do that to tie yourself over a little bit. She also showed me a blue truck. In the States, I think you just call it a truck. It's like where people can sit in the front, but it's open at the back. And I feel if you don't have an understanding of that truck now, you're going to. But I feel the biggest thing of her message, and I am trying to rush it because we're running out of time, and I know it's important, that you should be working for yourself. Then you won't have as many of the problems as you've been having. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
So can you not make that possible?
I would like to work for myself. It just doesn't seem to...
Go for it. Mum's coming in. Do it. She's saying through me, work for yourself instead. You can be your own boss. You can put your own hours in. You're an honest man. You're hardworking. You'll put yourself to what you do. And that's how you can make your own fortune, rather than having companies letting go or bosses causing you problems or things like that. Unfortunately for you, your face hasn't fitted a couple of times, but I don't understand why, because from what I get from your energy, you seem like a very nice guy.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Yeah. She loves you very, very much. There's also a granddad that would connect in, and I place this gentleman on your father's side.
Okay, granddad. Hi, granddad.
Yeah, hi. I love you very much. Okay, I like the hair, by the way, he says.
I'd like to what?
He's just saying he likes the hair. He wants to come and give you a hug. He's with you quite a lot. He's one of the strongest connections that you have coming through from the world of spirit. Not saying that you're drinking a lot or anything like that, but he's kind of just saying, hey, you know, don't necessarily need any of that stuff. You know, you're a good guy, you're a good man. Things are going to change. You have been a bit down. God is totally there for you. Again, I'm having to go very fast because we're coming to the end of the show. Keep going forward. The next 6 weeks are very important. But you're definitely going to be in a job again within the next 6 weeks. It is going to be labour, like Mike's touched on and myself. But really, around the November over Christmas to February, it'd be really good if you're in this new blue van and you're working for yourself, because you can do it. Please believe in yourself and have every confidence. And with that, I'm going to leave you with all their light and love and thank you.
Okay, well, thank you both so very much. Thank you.
Yeah. God bless.
Hey there, thank you, Nathaniel.
I just cut my hair, so he was saying, I like the hair, right?
Sorry?
I think my grandpa said he liked the hair.
Yes, he liked the hair.
Yeah, I just cut my hair, so I just cut my hair because it's so hot here. I wanted to be a little shorter, so it's funny. I just cut my hair. He says he likes the hair.
He likes the hair. For a very long time.
Thank you so much. God, I love you too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Nathaniel, please do download a copy of that reading in the archives of Mike Spirit FM. Actually, thank you very much for calling in there. Okay, John, unfortunately, I haven't got any more time for doing any more readings. You know, I know I've had some lovely messages there on Facebook in the private messages. I've had some lovely feedback here in our chat room of some wonderful readings that we have done. Jonathan, you know, I always enjoy working with you. I adore working with you. I can't wait until we meet up next month in the beginning of October, because, you know, we are going to be setting out things, putting things all in order, kind of tying up a lot of loose ends there, Jonathan, between the two of us, and, you know, kind of looking forward for the future, so to speak, of Mike Spirit FM and, you know, the radio, and tying it all in with the ideas of the TV kind of things going along. You know, I know that went cold for a little while, but it's rocking now at the moment. It's kind of on fire, so to speak. So, you know, we have to move along with that. But, you know, to do it alongside with yourself, John, I can't think of anything better, I got to be honest.
Absolutely. So very much in return as well. It's always a pleasure. Be you dressed appropriately or in the onesie. It makes no difference to me,
well,
Mike.
Well, so long as you don't wear your pink frilly apron, Jonathan, we'll get along just fine there. You know?
End now. Anyway, but just really quick before we go, can we just send a lot of love and light to everyone who was listening? And, you know, not everybody got a message, but do call in again. And me and you will always do our best, as we always do, Mike.
Absolutely. Well, all is left for me to say, Jonathan, would you come on again?
Yeah, I might take your show and come on again, Mike.
Definitely. Okay, well, all is left for me to say all to you there is good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up. It certainly is. Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm, or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK Time. We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.